tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. A day after North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch, the UN Security Council is set to hold emergency talks today. Korea Economic Institute scholar Troy Stangaron on whether the UN meeting might produce anything new.
I would expect there to be a statement from the council condemning the test, but I think it's unlikely that we see additional sanctions. Sanctions on North Korean missile tests tend to be related to things like their space launch, which are much more robust rockets than this.
North Korea fired the ballistic missile Sunday on a high projection into the Sea of Japan in what has been described as the first test of President Trump's vow to get tough on Pyongyang that tested nuclear devices and ballistic missiles in the past. UN Security General Antonio Guterres called the missile test, in his words, further troubling violation of the UN resolutions. President Trump hosts Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the White House for talks today that are expected to include the launch of a joint initiative for female business leaders and entrepreneurs. Not on the public agenda, but it is likely to be discussed, are economic issues, including trade. Mr. Trump said he wants to renegotiate or scrap the North American Free Trade Agreement that includes the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Authorities in Pakistan are reported as saying a bomb exploded at a protest rally in Lahore Monday, killing 7 people and wounding at least 40 others. Pakistan police say the blast occurred when a man on a motorcycle rammed into the crowd of hundreds of pharmacists who were protesting against new amendments to a law governing drug sales. A Taliban faction has reportedly claimed responsibility for the attack. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. In a report